This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A hospital in Mogadishu says a large explosion in Somalia's capital Saturday killed at least 9 people and injured 8 others. A doctor says the toll is expected to be higher because additional victims were taken to other medical facilities in the city. The Al-Shabaab extremist group is claiming responsibility. A Somali police spokesman says Mogadishu's police commissioner was the target of the attack, but he is safe. A suicide car bomber with heavy explosives hit the vehicle of the commissioner, according to the police. It was the second such large explosion in the city this month. A blast targeting a tea shop killed at least 10 people last week. The Vatican said Saturday Pope Francis is continuing a normal recovery after colon surgery, adding his blood tests were satisfactory. The 84-year-old is in a hospital after undergoing a 3-hour operation on Sunday. It's the first time Francis has been hospitalized since he became Pope in 2013. The Vatican announced earlier the pontiff will deliver his traditional Sunday noon prayer and message from the 10th floor of a Roman hospital where a suite is reserved for popes. Haiti's interim government has asked the U.S. to deploy troops to protect key infrastructure as it tries to stabilize the country and prepare the way for elections in the aftermath of the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph tells the Associated Press, quote, "We definitely need assistance and we've asked our international partners for help." He spoke just hours after the head of Colombia's police said that the Colombians implicated in the assassination were recruited by 4 companies and traveled to via the Dominican Republic. This is VOA News.